Good morning, everyone. Good to see everyone through Zoom. Not that I'm seeing anyone really, see everyone's names. Awesome. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for early morning prayer. Thank you for bringing everyone to this call. Lord, I pray that you will speak to each of us, God, through this verse. And I pray that you will lead us, Holy Spirit, in this time. We open our hearts to you. We give this time to you. Help us to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's very cold these days. Hope everyone is doing okay and staying warm. So, I like the way this verse starts. It says, "This you know, my beloved brethren, my beloved brothers and sisters." And I think that's probably true. Like, as you listen to this passage, you probably already know this. You already know this, everyone. We should be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. The trouble is that it's just very difficult to execute. We know that this is the right thing to do. We need to be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. And yet, it's not very easy to always practice that, whether it's in your relationships or in your workplaces. I can imagine that some of you face this at work. You feel like, well, Pastor Kenny preached this last Sunday. You might feel like there's been some injustice or incompetency with people, and you're like, man, what's going on? And you want to defend yourself, or you want to make your point and make sure everybody understands your point and understands your perspective, because in your mind you are right. You probably have the right answer. I got, it's very common, right? It happens in families, it happens in relationships, friendships, and often in our workplaces. But yet, the word of God today for you and for me, for us, is everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness. And the overarching kind of theme that we see in this short little passage is humility. Humble yourself to listen and refrain from speaking and consider what the other person is saying. Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. As I've shared in the past, the book of James has a lot of similarities actually to the book of Proverbs. So James seems to be kind of different from a letter of Paul per se. Paul has a certain idea that he wants to convey to his church, and it everything he says is kind of linked together and works together to come to a like a few of the main points that he wants to convey. But James, it seems like he's saying a lot of different things that are wise lessons for us to hold on to, for us to remember, for us to practice. And they're not, it's not easy to necessarily see how one thing leads to another and is linked to another, is linked to another. It could just be, maybe he's just thinking of something as like, oh yeah, this is important. You guys, we have to persevere. We have to endure. And then he might talk about another thing. I can't think of examples right now, but and then he might talk about just kind of speaking slowly, listening, being humble in that way, and then a topic and another topic. So yeah, I mean, this passage, everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God, has a lot of similarities to something you would find in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 15 verse 18 says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. Proverbs 14:29 says, whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. And one more, Proverbs 16, verse 32, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city. So again, this we already know this is better. This is the better way to go about it. But let's ask the Holy Spirit's help today that we would be able to practice this and walk this out today in our relationships, in our workplaces. Everyone must be quick to hear. I just want to focus on that for a little bit. Quick to hear, everyone. Right? Everyone must be quick to hear. That means it applies to you. You should be quick to hear not just the people that you think are reasonable, but especially the people that you have a difficult time agreeing with. You should be quick to hear. Quick to hear probably begins with God, right? We should be quick to hear, as in we should be tuned in to hear what God is saying and making the time and giving God the space, the time, the opportunity to speak and to to guide us, to provide his insight, his opinion, and we should be quieting down, slowing down, making room to hear from God. And then we should be doing that to other people. I was thinking that if you're in a married relationship, it's in a funny way, sometimes difficult. It's difficult to hear your spouse, not because you don't agree with your spouse, or you don't want to, or you just argue all the time, but simply because you don't spend very much time intentionally speaking and connecting with each other. It's easy for married couples at the end of the day, you're just tired, you just want to relax and just take it easy. You want to be on your phone watching something or playing Wordle or whatever that we do, just to wind down. And that's okay. It's good, right? We need that. But also, we need to make time and be a little bit intentional and make room to speak. That's when you're going to hear the other person's heart, what he or she has been going through. And I imagine for work, this is also something that you would have to intentionally make time to do, especially if you have maybe some contention with another colleague. Maybe if you, yeah, give some thought into how can I reconcile this relationship? What can I do to intentionally hear what this person has to say? Maybe things will work out. I was talking to Pastor Chris some time ago, and he was just sharing, we were talking about his work and how things are going, and he was saying that in his team there were some team members that had some conflict with one another. And what Pastor Chris did, he's so wise, right? We call him the Korean Jesus. He basically he didn't force them to sit down and talk and work things out or have a conversation about it. But what he what the assignment that he gave them was, okay, on this week or something like that, this week you have to go to lunch with this person. And they were reluctant to do it, but it was an assignment from work, so they felt like they had to do it. And he was very pleased to find out that I guess on the day of or whatever, when he was had an opportunity to talk to these colleagues, these team members again, they were so thankful to Chris because when they went out to lunch and they just got to know each other, hear each other. Hear each other's stories. They just, the things that were being bottled up inside and really making it difficult for them to hear each other maybe made them quickly angry toward each other as they were forced to spend some time together and connect with each other and listen to each other. All those things melted away and they were able to understand each other and embrace each other, offer grace to each other. And I thought, man, that's so wise, you know? And yeah, so hearing everyone is not always very easy to do. And we have to be intentional and we have to maybe make some choices, intentional choices, changes to make that happen. You know, Pastor Kenny said something on Sunday that stuck with me was, he said, comparing and getting jealous and feeling envious, feeling like life is unfair, these things are natural. Like, we don't have to be intentional about cultivating these feelings because they come naturally. But we have to be intentional in being grateful, in counting the blessing and thinking about the grace of God that has been bestowed on us, and treating other people with grace instead of this comparison or fairness. Yeah, so I think hearing, listening is not something that always comes naturally. If it's someone that you really respect, of course, it's going to be easy and natural. But this verse is here not so that we would be reminded to hear people that it's easy to hear. It's here, it's written here so that we are reminded to listen and hear those that we find difficult to hear and to listen. Okay? Slow to speak. Slow to speak, I think, is slow to, I mean, in this context of anger, trying to achieve something, you know, trying to achieve maybe what you think is the right thing to do. You know, I think slow to speak means we are slow to defend our position or argue your position and actually receiving what the other person is saying with an open heart, giving thought, giving consideration to what the other person is saying. There's a really good verse that also comes out of James chapter 3. I want to James chapter 3, verse 17, it says this: the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, then and reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, unwavering without hypocrisy. But listen to the beginning. In verse 17, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and reasonable. That word reasonable, it actually means like willing to submit, submissible, meaning you are willing to submit to the argument or the point of view of the other person. Wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, and reasonable. You listen and you consider, genuinely consider, is that what the other person's saying? Is there validity to his arguments or to his points? And you consider and you are willing to submit. I think it's important. Not always easy to do. We get caught up in our point of view easily, and we can get tempered, and but to really achieve the righteousness of God, because what we are often trying to achieve is what we think is right. And so when somebody says something and it really goes against your conviction and what you think is right, we immediately want to jump in. I mean, I find that I do this in one way is, I mean, like although I tend to be like politically speaking, I'm not like super, I'm not super conservative. Like I find that I'm moderate in my positions, but there are certain things. I mean, I don't know if you guys do this on YouTube. There's a lot of like very liberal channels, very conservative channels, and there's these videos of these conservative channels. They go out and interview, college students and ask them a very controversial question, and then they get these views, and then they're basically breaking it apart. And I'm sure you've heard of the documentary Social Dilemma, how YouTube and these things have these algorithms, so it kind of gets you sucked into like a echo chamber. You just hear what you already want to hear, and you kind of reinforces your view, and it makes people even more polarized. And I think in our staff discussion, I think we're talking about LGBTQ issues and some other issue that is kind of a little more liberal, and it has also entered in the church. And there are certain things, certain topics, when I face them, I just feel like I have to defend it. I have to defend the Bible, or I have to defend this position. I have to, and I think that's the righteousness of God. But in my experience, my little experience of talking about these topics, and seeing other people do it in a much better way, someone that I really admire is an apologist named Sean McDowell. You can look him up on YouTube, and he just has a demeanor about himself when he's talking to people that have a different view from him, where he is so gentle and humble, and he actually listens to them and he hears their position, and he's slow to speak, and then he'll make his argument or his counterpoint. And I just think, wow, that is a much more effective way than just like, sometimes how it is in conversations. I don't know if you're like that. Sometimes when I'm in such a conversation where I feel strongly, I'm just waiting for that person to finish, so that as soon as that person finishes, I want to jump in with, how about this and how about that, with my rebuttals. And when that person feels like I am not actually considering his or her points of view, it goes nowhere. It really achieves very little in terms of coming to a place of agreement or actually talking about a topic. Slow to anger. Slow to anger. I mean, I have a lot of time to go into it, but you just read a few proverb passages. There's one that I want to say again. Proverbs 29:11. It says, "Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end." And over again, the scripture says it's foolish, it's folly to be quick-tempered, to not control that anger or rage that can sometimes come up, and that it actually is the opposite of being productive. Like, it doesn't produce good fruit when we are quick to get angry. And so it's just something we have to go to God, and ask His help. One thing for us to consider is that being slow to anger is an attribute of God. In Psalm 145, verse 8, it says, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love." And as we call Him our Father, I think He's inviting us to emulate Him and to be slow in our temper, to be slow in our reactions, and to be patient and to extend grace to those that we disagree with or to those that make us upset. And lastly, it says, "The anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." I've already touched upon it a little bit, but I think we feel like it's up to us, and we have to defend our position or defend the position of the Bible, what we think is the Bible. And sometimes you can get quite heated in doing that. But the James tells us, actually, your anger as a human being, the anger of men, the anger of women, does not achieve the righteousness of God. It's counterproductive in actually producing the fruit that we truly desire. And I mean, I just have found it in my home, in a very simple way, just with my children. I'm sure you heard them screaming just now. This is unfortunately a regular occurrence in the morning in our home. They wake up quite early, 6:15, and some mornings they just for whatever reason don't like each other for that morning, and they'll argue and they'll fight and they'll scream. And then what do I do? I will go in and instead of offering a gracious, compassionate, "Hey, what's going on? Explain to me," I'll just be angry at them and I'll raise my voice. I wonder where they learn, to scream from. But anyway, it doesn't achieve anything. No peace is gained through that process, and no righteousness of God is accomplished through that process. And I know it's a silly example, like it's just a simple example from my home, but if I can stay calm and I give each child an opportunity to explain himself, and I hear what they're going through, and I'm slow to speak, and I'm quiet and measured in my speech and gentle in my tone, I've always accomplished more than when I responded in anger. And yeah, I think the truth is, even grown-ups were not that different from children. And if somebody responds to you in anger, what do you want to do? You want to respond back in anger. And if somebody raises his voice or her voice, you want to respond by raising your voice. And it takes one of us to be the first person to be slow to anger, to be calm, to be gentle, to offer a genuine listening ear, genuine consideration, and to help the other person feel like he or she has been heard, and then to offer your view. It would probably accomplish way more than than if we are s slow to hear, quick to speak, quick to anger. So I just want to encourage you. I think it's just a good word for us to meditate on this morning. So I think Samuel is going to lead us in worship. So let's do that as he sings. You can sing along, but you can also just pray and just give this day to the Lord and ask for his help in being more like him, in being gracious and compassionate. You say, Father, I want to be like you. I want to be gracious. I want to be compassionate. I want to be slow to anger and rich in love. Okay, so let's do that this morning. Yes, God, thank you, Lord. Here in the power of Christ, I stand in Christ alone. Yeah, in Christ alone. That's the only way, God, we can walk this out, Lord, through the power of Christ, through Jesus living in us and directing us, leading us, God. We'll be able to do this, Lord. Achieve your righteousness in a good way. Hey, Lisa, let's keep Sam playing the piano instead of playing the music. Or does it work, actually? If that's a bad idea, like if it's really difficult to hear what I'm saying, please say something in the chat. If not, I would like to keep the piano going, but a little softer, please, Sam. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our softer. Even softer. Yeah, thank you, thank you. All right, let's pray for our church. Let's pray for those going through cancer and going through chemo, radiation therapy, or surgery regarding cancer. Thanks, Archie. Let's pray together and let's just go before God and really contend for our brothers and sisters on this list. Let's go to the next slide. The illness and salvation slide. Yep. Pray. Let's pray for the ones here who are ill and in need of salvation. Let's pray for God's healing to come. Go to the next slide. Pray for those with various infirmities. Let's pray for healing to come. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for those who are praying for a job. Let's pray for breakthrough and provision of God. Let's go to our prayer focus for today. Let's pray for Japan, Pastor Sophia, Junmin, and Tenjin in SB Tokyo leading our church. Let's pray for our partners in the U.S., SB New York, Ruth, Jess, and Kelly as they lead the church plan. Let's pray for Juanita, our intercessor. Let's pray for health. Let's pray for strength for her. And let's pray for Kelly in India. Let's pray for God's strength and power to be over her, anointing to be over her. Let's pray. Let's pray for our mission council. Let's pray for Pastor Samuel, who's our mission pastor. And let's pray for the rest of the council members. They'll be able to hear from God very well, very clearly, about how to use our missions fund, where to direct it, how to really help those who are in need, locally and globally. So let's pray for our mission council. Let's pray for SP Fam. Let's pray for the families who are currently fostering. Let's pray for strength for them. And let's pray for the child to really experience the love of God through the family and to be able to find a permanent home. And let's pray for Cadence as she's leading this ministry, that she will continue to be led by the Holy Spirit and have fresh vision and ideas and creativity, and that the ministry will continue to expand and grow. More families will join this ministry. So let's pray. Let's pray for our Friday night events. IP team has a prayer meeting tonight. SBU has a gathering. SB Youth has a gathering. So let's pray for really great times of ministry, times of prayer, times of connecting with each other. Especially for SBU and SB Youth. You know, they are restricted to Zoom. And especially for our young people, that's hard, you know. They're in Zoom school all day, and then so much of ministry is relationship building, and it's difficult to do through Zoom. Let's pray for just extra grace for Pastor Andrew and Donald as they lead their ministries. Let's also pray for IP and Matt and the team, that they'll be able to pray well with each other with anointing and direction from God. Let's pray. Let's pray for our pregnant moms. Let's pray for protection for the baby, for the moms. Give them strength. Let's pray that they would be filled with just joy as they await the birth of their baby. Let's continue to pray for this protection, yeah, health of the baby. Let's pray for our Friday night house churches, just listed there. Let's pray that they'll have a great time discussing the sermon, connecting with each other. Again, it's Zoom. So let's pray just for extra grace to go beyond the barrier of Zoom. They'll be able to connect with each other, really care for each other, love each other, and enjoy each other. Yes, Father, thank you so much, God. Thank you for your word. Help us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger today. And God, that we would be able to achieve your righteousness through that. So, Holy Spirit, move in our hearts, God. Work in us today to live in this way. God, thank you. We love you, God. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. Help us to pray this today. Help us to think of you today, God, and be led by the Holy Spirit today. I bless each person on the call, Lord. Help them to be filled with your joy and your peace, God. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Take care. Have a great day. Thanks, Sam.